What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the You Versus You podcast. My name's Lola.
My name is Ed, and this podcast is all about the most important battle you'll ever face, the one between who you are now and who you are becoming.
Each episode, we're going to be diving into relatable stories, practical tips, and the small steps that we're doing to get to those big changes. No perfection over here, just progress. So if you're ready to take on the challenge and be part of the journey with us, let's get started.
Yeah, let's do it. We're here to inspire and be inspired.
So what's up? How's your day going?
It's kind of gloomy.
I know. Today has been very ugly and like not motivating at all.
Yeah, all week it's been like that.
Yeah, I would say all week. Like, we've gotten unexpected snow and flurries outside and it just feels yucky and we don't want to do anything. But
yeah, we can only go so long with the gloomy days. It kind of affects the mood and all of that.
Yeah, but we miss the sunshine.
Those are the days that you have to push through and not let it deter you.
Yeah, so maybe we should go to the gym after this episode, because why? We haven't gone to the gym today. And why haven't we gone? Oh, because it's cold outside and we want to be home.
Whatever. I want to be with my dogs.
Yeah, and they want to be with us. We tried taking our dogs out to walk and they pulled us back home because of how cold it is outside.
Yeah, so we're not going to let that affect us, I guess.
But anyway, so we started a couple businesses and failed.
Oh, we're getting straight to it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we failed. I look at it more as a lesson.
I'm just being a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, it was more like a learning experience. We knew that we had to go back to the drawing board because it didn't align with what we actually wanted to do. And yeah, to get into it, I mean, one of the first ones that we started, it was, we didn't like really launch that one, right? But we actually got started and took the first initial steps in the action towards it.
The dog collars. But before we get into that, I want to go back to like even before that. I don't know if you're going to remember this or not, because I specifically remember this. It was when we were doing long distance. I was in Arizona and you were already in a different state. And we would obviously talk on the phone every day, and we were talking about like us wanting to start a business together, and that business idea was like a unisex jewelry brand. Do you remember that?
I remember it being jewelry, but not unisex.
Well, it was like our style, but for men and women, and then also like unisex pieces where both could wear it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just one of my first memories of us like talking about starting a business together. And obviously that never really went anywhere. I feel like we talked about it for a little bit and then it kind of just died down. But I also felt like at that point in time I was in a place where I was feeling like really inspired to like start something, do something. I had just read the book, what's the book called? You're a Badass.
Mm.
And yeah, I felt like I could do anything at that point in time.
Yeah, I remember that. And you see, that's the key thing, that we started having those conversations early on. And even though we didn't take action on that certain project or whatever, it was kind of just lighting that spark.
Yeah, like that we're both on the same page of, okay, we want to do something and not just to work for somebody else for the rest of our lives. And I feel like since the beginning of our relationship, we both have talked about that and been very open about our goals and what we want in life.
Yeah. So for anybody out there that can relate, I mean, this is a place for you. We have always strived to be great in every aspect of our lives and also trying to escape the rat race, as they call it, right? So that is one of the ideas. And then
the next one was when we started the whole dog collar,
yep,
business brand. What did we want to call it? We wanted to call it Wonder Wolf or something.
Just a little, I don't know if you remember this, right? But the first step that we took was to go buy the sewing machine.
Of course I remember.
That's not the part. We did, you know, research on what's the best sewing machine to get started with. And mind you, I've never sewed anything in my life.
Neither have I.
Like, maybe I have fixed a jacket with like a needle and a thread.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't nothing professional. It was crap.
Yeah.
Nothing like, you know, my mom or someone else would do.
Yeah.
No. But what I was trying to get at is we literally bought that machine. I had like a jar of quarters.
That's so true.
And we went to the quarter machine because I didn't have a dollar on me. Now, don't assume that I was a broke boy because that was not the case. I was waiting for something to come through. And I went from zero. There was a lot of days where it was at, you know, zero, and the next day I'm up.
Yeah,
I'm
that good. Was when you were in your entrepreneur, self-employed era. So, yeah.
Yeah, so there was a lot of days where there was uncertainty.
Again, but
so,
anyways.
Yeah, anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. Yeah. Here. I'm just going down
memory lane. We used your piggy bank.
We used my piggy bank. And we went there and we bought the machine.
We went to Joanne's, to be specific.
Bunch of old people in there. It was interesting. And we bought the linen. We did the research on like what we needed.
The material. What was durable.
We bought other accessories from online, I think. It might have been
Yeah, we bought stuff website. Like on Amazon. We bought a lot of cheap stuff in the beginning so we could start practicing on how to actually create the collars. And see, it was just kind of like out of nowhere because we didn't really know what we were going to do. We were just kind of like, okay, let's try it and let's start making collars. And then like we were hand sewing these collars, like never done it before. Yep. We tried and it was not easy.
And we learned real quick that, hey, we're not working smart. We're working hard.
Yeah. We were like putting in physical work or physical time where it was like taking us a long time to create these collars and we were not enjoying the process.
Yeah, we weren't really like, I would say, what's the word?
Passionate?
Passionate about
it. Yeah, no, we were just like, hey, what can we do that, you know, might be a good business? And at that point, we recently had just got Oliver, our first dog, and we were like very inspired by him to create the business. So that's why we went with dog collars, not just because like, oh, let's try dog collars.
We confused us loving our dog with passion of like being in that, I guess. I don't know. It was.
You know what it was?
What?
That we saw that video on YouTube of that guy that interviews entrepreneurs, small business owners. And it was this very successful guy that his business was creating custom dog collars and he was bringing in, I don't even know how much, but he was obviously doing very well for himself. Mm-hmm. And we were like, if he can do it, we can do it. So let's make dog collars. But that's when we realized, okay, maybe he might love making dog collars, but we don't.
Yeah. And there's a lot more behind just chasing the money, you know what I mean? For me, it's like I have to be inspired to wake up the next day and it being aligned with what I like to do. And collars, dog collars, wasn't it?
Yes. And so did we return the machine?
We ended up returning the machine. We did it for about a month and we never perfected it. The main thing, too, was the amount of time it took to create just one collar.
Yeah, so it was like we were not getting the return of investment on our time.
Exactly.
Even though we weren't selling anything yet, but we realized like, okay, if this does become something, how much time are we going to spend making X amount of collars? Yep. And how much money are we going to actually profit off of this? So yeah, we quickly realized like, okay, we tried it. It's not for us. Let's return this machine and on to the next.
It didn't make sense at that point. Now, I do understand that, like, for instance, the guy that you said inspired us that we saw in a video, he already had a whole setup where he had these industrial machines that would do all the work for him, that would create the collars.
But like, he started with the flip making of it a himself. Button and
bare minimum hands-on stuff. And he started making it. He had started initially his business by making them and crafting them by hand, like we started. And yeah, we did it and we're like, nope. If someone ordered 1,000 units and we have to make 1,000 of them, I was like, nah,
absolutely not. This ain't it.
So we went back to the drawing board. So that was failure number one. But that one I wouldn't really call a business. It was more like we were just dabbling.
Yeah. An endeavor. Just trying it out.
Trying it out.
Yeah.
The second one was
Amazon.
A little more serious because we did start an LLC.
Yep.
All those things. We even paid taxes towards it and stuff.
Yep. we were paying monthly subscriptions for certain platforms. We were paying, yeah, we were like, we were investing money in this and not getting return.
Yeah, we invested
in let's tell them what it was. We were trying to do Amazon, what is it even called? I already forgot what it's called.
It was creating your own product.
Like Amazon wholesale. Well, we started with
the product first and then
with private labeling.
Yes,
private labeling. And then we moved on to
wholesale.
Wholesale. So we tried Amazon for a while.
So the private labeling, we had monthly subscriptions to these platforms where you're able to see what these products on Amazon are making and how much are they selling, like how many units and if it's a popular item. So that's kind of how you distinguish what to go with as far as an investment would be, right? And the reason why that one didn't really work for us because we were kind of just looking for that one hit wonder, looking for the product that's going to sell, not the product that we care about. So it could be, I don't know, fucking a phone case.
Right.
And it just, it got complicated. Was that what it was? What was
the
it?
Private labeling?
The private labeling.
I think that we realized, like, why are we going to work on trying to create a product where we can just buy products that people are already buying, as in, like, wholesaling? So that's when we pivoted over to wholesaling.
Because we're spending, like, we're all over the place.
Well, that's the whole point of sharing this, that we were literally learning. We didn't know anything. We watched a lot of YouTube videos, and it was a lot of, like, you should private label, you should wholesale. So we started with the private label, tried to create a product out of that, but nothing really made sense at that point in time. So then that's when we decided to make the pivot to, okay,
wholesale. Well,
people are already buying these products, so let's just buy them in wholesale. And then guess what? It's not as easy as these people on social media make it seem. Like, the people who are saying that it's easy, they've already made their hundreds of thousands, their millions, whatever, but they're the ones who are trying to sell you their courses on how to do this.
Yeah, but I would like to add that for the wholesaling thing, for those of you that don't know what that is, because there's going to be people out there that don't know what that is.
True.
So basically, you buy a product from a distributor at a wholesale price, and you're buying not just one unit, you're buying, let's say, 1,000 units, and that's why you're getting that wholesale price at a discount. And you're reselling it on the platform, whether it's Amazon or Walmart. Walmart was an option too on their platform.
We just never got into
And then
it.
You're selling it for a profit, but there's only a certain amount that you can mark up because it's not your product. It's not your company that you're selling. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of abide these guidelines of following the same sticker tag. So, like, let's say it's, I don't know.
Let's say a Dove bar soap.
There you go. A Dove bar soap. You get it at a certain price. You put it on there. And there's other people selling that already on there. And you kind of have to be around the same price. And then the other thing. So,
well, there's that. Hold on. You just said something. There's other people already selling it on there. So exactly. Let's say you're on Amazon and you're going to buy a Dove bar soap. You're buying that from, quote unquote, the brand. But what you don't see is that you're actually buying it from multiple different distributors.
Middlemen.
And there could be anywhere from 5 to 20 to 30 distributors selling the same product. So everyone under this product is like sharing the profit pretty much.
Exactly. So there's many people in between the main company of Dove. So you can't hit up, being a small fish, you're not going to hit up the actual company. I don't even know what, it might not even be Dove.
No, LLC, it's probably like a bigger fish.
Yeah, whatever the big company's called. You're not going to hit them up and get the price directly from them. You're going to deal with these other smaller level distributors. Now, that leads to the second problem. You reach out to these distributors and you're waving $10,000 in their face. Not literally, but literally. And you're telling
even
them
$2,000.
Yeah, yeah, like you're waving money at their face. And you say, hey, we finally found a product. Maybe I'm getting too ahead of myself. We finally find a product that's making money on there. It's perfect.
We want to buy it.
Now it's looking for a distributor. We find a distributor. We hit them up. And then they ask if we're like
an established business.
A storefront business.
Yeah.
So we learned real quick that they like have this stigma against anybody that resells online. Yeah. For some reason, they don't want people doing that. And then, hold on, there is the other hurdle that with certain brands that were worth selling, you needed to get permission from the actual company, not like the distributors, licensing. Because the distributors will sell it to you. You can find someone that will eventually sell it to you. You have the product. Let's say you invest in $10,000 and you have 1,000 units sitting in your garage, and you find out real quick you can't resell it on Amazon. That you need to send them
permission from the brand.
You need to send an actual like permission slip letter directly from that company. So it was just a bunch of little things like that, and then.
But let me backtrack, because you did get a little bit ahead of yourself, that even finding distributors with a specific product that we wanted to buy was not easy. It's hard to look for legit, reliable distributors. And then these distributors, if you reach out to them, they're not going to respond to you. Two, if they do respond to you, like you said, they either want you to be an established business or see like previous proof of like you've bought with another company before, with another distributor before, that you have kind of like a rap sheet already, versus being the new guy, they don't really want to trust you, I guess you could say.
Yeah, trust you, and they want to make sure that you're reliable, I guess, like an established business. And it's like any business, right? You build a connection, and anybody you do business with, they're not going to trust you right off the gate. You need to prove to them that you're a reliable source, that you are going to be a consistent buyer, all of those things. So I do understand that aspect of it. Now, when I realized that, hey, this is not for me.
How long do you think we did it for?
That one, we were in it for a few months. We were like,
I think more than a few
emailing,
months.
Calling,
like
all
six
these
plus
people.
Months,
maybe. And eventually, I was like, I think we both had realized like this is not for us, but we didn't want to address the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
I think we
because
didn't.
We had already switched it up so many times, and yeah. It felt like, why are we keep giving up on these things, right? So we. That's what leads to this episode. We're going to get into that. I addressed the elephant in the room and I said, look, we got to go back to the drawing board because this is not for me. Like, I just didn't feel good about begging people for their business.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking throwing money at you and you're not trying to do business with me. So it kind of felt like I was still relying on somebody, just like you rely on your 9-to-5 to go fucking get a paycheck. That's what that kind of felt like. So I was like, nah. This is not for me.
But that just goes to say that just because it didn't work out for us, there are a lot of other people who are clearly successful doing this. It's their full-time job. They have built, you know, successful businesses out of it. But for us, even though we didn't build something out of it, we realized that we did not enjoy it and we would not want to. It was not worth it to us to continue trying because we knew we didn't love what we were doing.
There is a fine line of when you should know when it's time to go back to the drawing board and it's not for you, or if you're just giving up because it's hard. And for us, it wasn't really because it was hard. It was just all those other little things that just left a bad taste in my mouth of me having to like beg people for business and all these things. It was hard to do business when they didn't want to give us the business, and also you were reliant on things. That was the main thing for me.
Yeah,
that was
like
a deal
it wasn't
breaker.
Up to you, it was up to them.
Exactly. That they're gonna throw you a few pebbles. You
and
know?
That's
so
what
you
we also
reliant.
Realized too, where we didn't wanna be in a business where we had to be reaching out in a way like, please give me your business in order for us to be able to make the money. So that was another lesson learned. We tried it, it didn't work for us. And then I think the very last one that we were a little bit more passionate about, I guess you could say. And then we at this point in time, when we went on to the next idea, we talked about more, okay, let's have more of a purpose with our next idea and what we want to create. And we wanted it to be fun for us and fulfilling, because we realized that with the first two, we weren't getting any of that.
Yeah. And to add to that, it was just a light bulb moment where we realized, at least I realized personally, that what I actually wanted to do was create something of my own, not private labeling to get a quick dollar, not wholesaling. No, create something that I stand behind, a brand,
yes,
a product that's me, that aligns to who I am and all of those things. So now
or to our lifestyle.
That's why I said, you know, it wasn't a failure and it wasn't just a waste of time.
No, we learned.
We learned, and now we know like what we want and where we're headed. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, that's why that next product, it was something that we were trying to resolve an issue. Why are you looking at me like that? You don't even remember what I'm talking about, huh?
I wouldn't say that one was like inspiring. It was more of like solving an issue.
Right, but it was more so personal. It made more sense for us because we were solving a problem in our personal life. So the product that we came up with that was a quote-unquote solution at that point in time was a like reusable disposable. I don't even remember too much. But since we have a dog, again, we went back to like the dog/pet industry. We were living at apartments at this point in time, and we were living on a second floor, and it was not convenient for us to be going up and down the stairs to take him to use the bathroom. We were using a lot of potty pads inside the apartment. So long story short, we wanted to create there's other brands out there like Bark Potty, the Grass Patches, things like that. But they weren't our favorite. We tried them out. We didn't love them. So we were like, how can we make this better to fit our personal needs? And we know it's going to work for other people.
And without saying too much, that's just the last one that we dabbled in together. We're not going to share too much of that because
it could still be something.
It could still be something that we're working on. That's all we'll say. You sound like a lawyer right here. But
no, but
hey, it's part of the game. Like I said before, I don't like to
crack my eggs
before they hatch.
Yeah. But I didn't finish my thought on that specific thing. So we really were more inspired with this because, like I said, it was more personal to us. We were solving an issue. We were actually drawing out what we wanted this to look like. We were looking for the materials. We were really
taking action.
But I think one of the main reasons we haven't or didn't really dive into it or actually like go full force with it is because financial reasons. We realized that it was going to cost.
I wouldn't say it was financial reasons. At that point in time, we were moving states, and there was a lot of different factors,
but we realized it was going to be a little bit pricey to create this product that we wanted to create. So I personally will say that I think that was one of the factors, but yes, we were also moving, and it just didn't feel like the right time to create that specific product.
Yes, I agree.
So those are like the three businesses
that we dabbled in together,
that we've tried together, that we wanted to see how it works and hasn't worked out. The last one, maybe it's something that we touch again and actually move forward with. But yeah, nothing is easy, and we've learned that. But that now has taught us that moving forward with any business decisions, career decisions that we make, we are going to do it with the intention of we are interested in it, we're passionate about it, and we are loving what we're doing.
Yeah, I agree. So moving forward, all of those things have shaped, you know, the way that we're going to start our new thing.
Yeah, because I feel like in the beginning, it was a lot more
figuring it out.
Not just figuring it out, but more so, what's a quick way we can make money?
Exactly.
I think that was the mentality we had, and we realized that.
It was a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then the takeaway is this, you know, we learned how to start an LLC, how to do product research, how to do, you know, all those little things that we can nitpick out of everything. I learned how to fucking use a sewing machine. I don't know if I ever would need to use that. But the reason why we share this is to inspire people out there with this story so they see that they just need to get started. You just need to get started no matter what your idea is. don't overwhelm yourself with all the small little things that, hey, yes, I don't know how to do this, or I don't know how to sew, I don't know how this goes.
And I think that's another mistake we did, that we tried to do all the small things that don't matter as well, versus just getting started and like getting to the point and the not website. Doing, yeah, like not doing all the little behind the scenes stuff that don't matter yet.
Yeah, like we spent a lot of time creating the website for our
LLC
and was it the wholesale?
It was the wholesale website.
Yeah, we spent too much time on those little things. But again, the takeaway, we learn how to build a website. We learn how to do all these other things. And now we have all of that under our arsenal to start a new thing. Whether it's the thing that she said, I have personal things that we don't do everything together. I have personal ideas that I'm working on right now. And she might have a personal idea that she's working on right now.
I just want to add that it's okay for us. We're obviously like a testament to that, I guess you could say, that we've tried multiple different things. It hasn't worked out for us, but we're not giving up on wanting to start something of our own. Like, if we failed that first time, or if we realized we didn't like creating those collars, we could have been like, all right, this is not for me. I'm never trying this again. But no, we moved on to the next thing, realized that didn't work. And then we're like, okay, let's try something else. So I think the main takeaway from this is that it's okay to fail. It's okay to not have something work out. It's okay to have an idea and then realize, oh, wait, I don't love this. I actually kind of hate it. So I'm not going to do this anymore. It's okay for all of that. You can just pivot, change your mind, and move on to the next thing. And you just got to continue to try and try over again until you
find your thing.
Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to be like, oh, I love this. This makes sense for me. And it's going to come naturally to you. It's going to inspire you, motivate you. And doing something that really resonates with you and you're passionate about is always going to be way more successful than trying to do something that's going to make you a quick buck.
Get started in whatever you want to do. Fail. Learn. Figure out what you actually want to do by failing all those things. I look at them as stepping stones.
For sure.
Stepping stones in life that you can look back. Somebody recently, I heard him say in a podcast that, what's the worst that can happen? You fail, you lose everything, you have to live with your parents again. That's the worst that can happen. Who gives a fuck? You know, at least you tried.
You can get another job.
You get another job, you go back to the 9-to-5. And to add a little to that, a little background on me, before, you know, the whole starting these other e-commerce business, I've always been into flipping cars. And that's something I still currently do from time to time. So I'll buy them and flip them. Maybe I'll get into that more in depth in like a solo episode. But that is not something I'm passionate about. That's not something that I love cars. Don't get me wrong. What kind of man doesn't? But it's more of a thing that brings a little extra here and there from time to time. We'll just say that. And we're trying to figure out something that we are more passionate about.
And I think right now we're going to focus more on helping you build what you want to build. And then once that is up and going and running, then I could possibly focus on my own thing, just because trying to do two different quote unquote businesses at once is not, I don't think it's going to be smart for us to do that. I think we need to focus on one. And I say we because, like, I told you this personally, we had this conversation, like, you know, intimately, whatever, that I want to help you build whatever it is that you want to build. Like, I want to be able to support you and be there for you versus me try to focus on my thing. And then, like, I don't have your support or you don't have my support. And yeah.
Yeah. Get yourself a Lola.
Yeah. Get yourself a me.
And I guess I can speak on this. It's recently, from everything else you guys have heard, that we're working on personal things. There was one thing that I was hanging on to for the longest time.
Yes.
And it was the whole thing behind uncertainty, that you want security. Yes. You want, like, what if it doesn't work out? I can always go back to this. which is okay, but it also kind of distracts you from the actual main goal.
It sets you back.
So I had to like reanalyze within myself and kind of like remove that, because I was already working towards that thing. And I had already...
Like, that was your tunnel vision. That's all you were seeing.
And it goes into an industry that... Transportation industry, I'll just say that. Getting into that. And there was just too many cons and not enough pros. And also, again, distraction from the main goal. And another thing that I had mentioned to you is time. We're all short on time. We really are. And... how much time are you going to spend in an industry that doesn't align with what you want to do and that you're miserable at? Let that sink in. Don't waste your fucking time, because time just flies, and next thing you know, you're 50, 60 years old and you hate your life. Not to get too deep, but... and then all those things of you not fulfilling your life... you transfer on to your kids, you transfer on to your significant other, and it's just a bad combination of just toxic shit, right? Yeah. So I'm not trying to get too deep, but yeah, I just had to go and reassess what my actual goals were and throw a new fucking destination on GPS, how I've said before. So now we're locked in, we know what we want to do. No security, no... certainty of a 9-to-5. We're just
riding the wave,
and we're gonna stick to this podcast thing. To whoever's listening, maybe we can inspire you to do the same, or if not, you can sit back and watch, and maybe one day you will be inspired. Again, that's what we're here to do. We're here to inspire and even be inspired. And I think just by inspiring you to do one thing, I don't care if it's not the same exact goals that we have. That's not what we're here for. We just want to inspire you to do one thing to better yourself in your life, whether it's working out, changing your eating habits, starting a little business.
And or just finding a job that makes you more money.
Exactly. Simple as that. Because I know the whole... It's a thing that a lot of people push, you know, that you need to start a business. And that's not for everybody, no. Which is okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I've recently had to learn as well, that not everybody is you.
Not everyone has the same mindset that we have. Not everybody, exactly. Not everybody wants to be a millionaire. Exactly. Not everyone wants to travel the world. There are some people who are comfortable and happy in their 9-to-5 cookie-cutter house.
I mean, when you say it like that, that's kind of like throwing shade. But listen.
Not throwing. This podcast. That's what I'm getting at, though. Yeah, it's not for everyone.
Just so you get an idea, this podcast is going to be more geared towards those people that are like us. Because we want you, you know, to get inspired to do something. But whether it's not you starting a business and you want to, you know, scale it or whatever, it's to inspire you to
just
get a better job and do better and do something great in your life.
Yeah.
And
like we sometimes just say like, dang, 5 years ago, me would be proud of like the now me.
Yep.
You know,
100%. And I've said this before in the last episode, I'm the best version of myself right now than I was.
Yeah. Even if I feel like I'm not, but just like, again, like I just said, 5 years ago, it's a totally, completely different me. And I'm proud of the me that I am now and proud of the me that I will be in another 5 years.
So look at it that way too. If you can see yourself 5 years from now, if you're going to be the same person, are you going to be happy?
Nope.
5 years from now, are you going to look back and be like, damn, I fucking should have done that and took the leap of faith?
If you're going to be the same person in 5 years, this ain't the podcast for you. Toodles.
Yeah. That's what we're here to do. Inspire. That being said, I think we should end it on that note.
I would love it if you guys told us what your real passion, your real dream is. Like, let us know, like, whether that's you want to be an astronaut, you want to build XYZ business. I think that would be really cool to know what your aspiration in life is, or just a really big dream of yours that you haven't reached yet. Maybe it doesn't have to be business, financial, whatever, but just something that you are working towards or want to work towards. So let us know in the comments, and we don't really post on social media, but we will link our personal social medias down below if you want to follow us.
I'm not active. I have one picture on there from like 2 years ago. I should be more active, but
we definitely need to be better about posting, and I know we want to be more active on our You Versus You social media profiles. We really should. We will work on that. Everything is, you know, one step at a time, but eventually we'll be posting a lot more on there so we can actually build a community and connect with you guys on social media that way.
Eventually, that's the whole goal of this podcast, is building a community, like she said.
There's a lot of goals for this podcast.
I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a lot that this can become, and obviously we're doing it so it can become that.
Yeah, 100%.
We can't really like set in stone exactly what it's going to become because we don't know, right? But right now we can just be consistent, and that's all we can do. Show up and be consistent.
And have fun with it. And inspire you guys.
Yeah. And like we said in the previous episode, we're going to start doing solo episodes in between these uploads where it's a duo. Mine will be more geared towards men, but if ladies want to listen in, that's fine. Hers will be geared towards women and whatever she wants to.
And if men, you want to listen to what I have to say, by all means.
Yep.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We hope this gave you a little bit inspiration, a little bit motivation, whatever aspect of your life. If you're trying to start a business, have a business idea, just go ahead and start. Just do it. Stop waiting. And let's succeed together.
Yeah, and remember that it is you holding yourself back from becoming the best version of yourself.
You versus you.
That's it.
See you guys.